We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The eve of the draft, the NFL draft tomorrow night. Joining us on the line right now, the former general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 20 years experience in the NFL and personnel, and now he's an analyst on ESPN. You can catch him the next few days on ESPN SportsCenter, part of their draft coverage, and NFL Insider. Mark Dominic joins us on the line right now. Mark, thank you very much for doing this.
John, happy to be on. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're all pretty excited about this. The draft, finally, it seems like this draft has taken forever to get here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's been, obviously, it's the latest draft I can remember, and it feels like it's taken forever, but I think it's been an exciting draft, and I think everybody's really excited to watch it unfold, and we get to do that tomorrow night.
Mark, this is your first go-around, I believe, with ESPN and their draft coverage. What do they have you doing?
I'm kind of all over the place. You know, I've been doing some NFL Insiders. I'll be doing that today. Tomorrow will be a lot of SportsCenter hits. I'll actually come in after tomorrow night's draft and do a wrap-up of first round and talk about trades and some of the movement that happened. So a lot of different things just from a general manager perspective of things that have happened over the next 24 hours.
This really is the general manager's time, isn't it? These last few days before the draft, with most of the player evaluations finished by now, it's really about wheeling and dealing and possible deals right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was doing a year ago today. I was sitting trying to make phone calls, figuring out whether it was a good idea to move up, move back, and who had interest in which picks, and vice versa, the same thing for us, you know, whether we wanted to move up or back. So that's what I'm sure Doug Whaley's doing. That's what a lot of general managers are doing right now, is getting their boards more set now, not player-wise, but where they can move if they want to.
Hey, Mark, a lot of rumors out there about the Buffalo Bills interested in moving up. What have you heard? What's the latest you can tell us on that?
I would say I don't see that coming up. I'm not feeling that from everything I'm listening and just kind of watching where they're sitting in the draft and what this class is about. I don't think it's as significant as a lot of people may think it may be. Sure, they can maybe move up two or three spots if they covet, you know, a certain position or a certain player, but I don't see this big jump because I just think the asking price is probably going to be too expensive. And I don't think Buffalo wants to kind of give up that many draft picks. That would be out of the norm for me.
What would you think, if you can hazard a guess, the asking price to move up to one or two in the draft from where the Bills sit at number nine? There's at least one first-rounder involved in a move like that, right?
Yeah, there is. And those are always tough to give up. You know, when you give up, not only, you know, obviously you're getting a first-round talent and a player that you think is so exceptional that obviously you're willing to give up the next year's one. But I would say it's going to take a lot more than that. Where they sit from a draft points chart, it's probably a first. You know, their first this year, obviously, their pick plus a second, probably a third, and then next year's one, and probably another high pick on top of that, whether it's a two next year or a two the following year. So it's going to take four or five premium picks, even just to move up, you know, that many spots just to get into the number one pick overall.
Many people believe this is not the draft to do that with the depth in this draft. What do you think?
That's the way I see it, too. I think where they're picking at nine, I think they're in a great spot, a good location to really get a good player. And I think that's what's made this draft so exciting to watch from a fan's perspective, too, is it's really hard to place where the quarterback's going to go. And at the same point, there's so many talented players at offensive tackle, wide receiver, certainly the two pass rushers. So there's a lot of different players in Ebron, the tight end. I mean, there's a lot of players that you can really fall in love with, and I think that's what's making this such an interesting draft class.
Mark, in your tenure with the Tampa Bay Bucs, did you ever make a big move up the draft board? And tell me, if you did, what considerations went into that sort of move?
Well, I made two that I'm really proud of. Back in 2012, we moved back a little bit, actually, from 5 to 7, picked up an extra fourth-round pick with Jacksonville. I turned around and traded back up to get Doug Martin in the first round. Felt like he was the best back on the board and really wanted to get that fifth-year option on his contract. And then I turned around in the third round and traded back up to the bottom of the second and picked up Lavonte David. And he's obviously been a great player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and really an all-pro type of linebacker. And so we were aggressive that year. I moved back once, but moved up twice, and then came out with Mark Barron, Doug Martin, and Lavonte David, and that was a very good foundation for what they're going to be doing in Tampa this year.
Mark, if you can, take us inside like a draft room today, the day before the draft, the night before the draft, and what are those calls like going from GM to GM?
You know, very, very casual conversations, very, you know, cursory, just trying to figure out, understand where's their perspective coming from, you know. Are they going to be more aggressive? Do they feel like they're going to stand pat? You know, just kind of checking in with them just to make sure that nothing's been missed. You know, you want to call all 31 clubs because you just don't know, and you want to start dialogue now with all 31 clubs so that way you feel like when you make a call tomorrow or Friday or even Saturday that's not the first conversation you've had. You've already kind of set the table. So that's the most important thing you can be doing today.
Do you think most teams, most clubs go into tomorrow with a game plan? Like, I've laid the groundwork, I've made a few preliminary calls, and once the names start coming off the board, then we put plan B into action? Can you even plan it out that much?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I think you've got your worst-case scenarios. You're planning on those all the time, I'm afraid. Those are important things to focus on. And then at the same point, how much can you do in terms of moving around and moving up and down the draft board? So you're looking at all different aspects, but you're certainly, you know, prepared for, you know, if you're sitting there at nine and, you know, your top eight players go, you're ready to pick and always ready to put that card in.
Somebody told me, a former personnel guy, that at this stage, even the night before the draft, you would never reveal to the teams you're talking to who it is you're interested in, if you're interested in a particular player. Is that the case from your perspective?
100% truth. You never hold it. The only person that should know today, firmly know today, is your owner should know today, and probably your head coach knows today, and your director of player personnel has a very good indication.
So when the draft starts and you start making those calls, are you obligated then to kind of clue them in, like, we want to move up to here to get this guy? Does there ever come a point when you make your intentions clear?
Yeah, you do. You'll jump in there and you'll say, hey, look, I'm looking to move up, especially if it's close. You know, if it's a 2 or 3 spot jump, sometimes you'll be vague and say, I'm looking for an offensive guy or defensive guy. And if you make the trade, then generally, you know, the rule of thumb is you tell them who you're going to take with the team you made a trade of, whether you're trading up or you're trading back and you're asking the club, well, who are you taking? They generally will tell you, because obviously the pick's going in because they've made a move. So that's kind of a common courtesy, is to tell them once you've made the trade.
We're on the line with Mark Dominic, the former GM of the Tampa Bay Bucks, 20 years experience in the NFL. He's an analyst now on ESPN, a contributor on SportsCenter's NFL Insiders, and part of their draft coverage over the next few days. We talked to you a lot right now, Mark, about moving up. What about moving down? Doug Whaley has said that it's almost more difficult sometimes to move down in the draft.
Well, I can tell you that sitting there in the chair, there's a lot of times where you're hoping that phone rings and it doesn't. So, yeah, moving down is always hard because you got to find a buyer that wants to come up in the first place.
And is this draft, the way this draft is structured with the personnel available here, is it more advantageous to move down knowing that it's kind of a deep draft?
Yeah, I think it is, but you don't want to go too far. I think that's the most important thing you can do is make sure you know what your limit is so that you don't take yourself out of an elite player at a certain position.
Hey, Mark, our colleague Chris Brown spoke to you the other day on a feature he wrote about building through the draft, and I thought it was interesting. You came right out and said any draft you expect to get 3 starters out of each draft, right?
You're hoping to, yeah. That's your goal, is to get 3 starters in time. It doesn't have to happen year one, but that's your goal.
When does it have to happen by, and how do you judge a draft in terms of, you know, when do you look back and decide whether a certain draft was successful or not?
Ideally, you give yourself a couple of years to see where they're at in developmental, and it also depends on the talent of your overall football team. Clearly, sometimes early on, you might have more starters because your talent is not that good, but I think a lot of times you just look back after 3 years and really kind of look at how good are the players you've just acquired.
Hey, Mark, as we wrap things up, are there any surprises you anticipate tomorrow night? Anything that you think might surprise people about the way the first round goes on Thursday?
I think just be ready for trades. I think it's going to be very busy, so look for a good night and a lot of trades.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much. We appreciate you spending time with us tonight. Good luck to you on ESPN this week. We'll be watching.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Mark Dominic on the line with us, former GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 20 years experience in the NFL, and you can catch him on ESPN and SportsCenter on ESPN. He's one of the insiders in their draft coverage coming up over the next several days. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're at One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.